you go to Rwanda, you go to Uganda, you say Rwanda is a very beautiful country, Kigali is a very beautiful city, but you know, it is a responsibility of everybody in Rwanda. When I went to Rwanda, I was, you know, you can see everybody's participating in making Kigali look so clean and mm-hmm. great. But in Juba here, you see even people who are driving powerful vehicles like V8, throwing bottles anyhow. You know, people feel it's a responsibility of the city council. No, it is also your responsibility to make the city look
now,
so clean.
Now, when we talk about cleaning, what are we talking about? Itakungilege to Aurak? Weleta kungilege to Kristalat? Weleta mbigata gizatu? Weleta nginidi fusekade zatu be mukshasha? What cleaning are you talking about, man? Let us get to the details of this. Because some people will say cleaning,
first of all, what we want to do, we want to instill a kind of awareness. Mm-hmm. Instill to our people that you have a responsibility to do. It's again frustrating to some of us because, remember when we went to custom, we cleaned the area. You know, the next day you go, you see people throwing the same things that they're not supposed to throw to that area, they started throwing it. So it's kind of frustrating. Even as we were cleaning, you see somebody driving and throwing bottles, throwing bottles anyhow, you know, throwing bottles even on
as
you guys.
As you were cleaning.
You know, so it's, you know, it's, and it is a process, you know, for which to change somebody's attitude is a process. So we are saying, let's start educating our people that it is a responsibility to make your environment clean. Because even Morodo Kombo, you see, the problem is that people even wanted cleaning in their own house. They wanted to be done by city council. Even if you move around, you see, even people are not slashing their compound. You want city council to come and slash your compound? So it's a responsibility.
Let's talk about the mindset. Why do people not clean their own compounds? What generates that? What leads to that, Atong?
Everyone thinks that cleaning is only meant for the city council.
So even
it's
in my
responsibility
compound?
Of city council to come and tell you bring your garbage outside. So cleanliness starts within ourselves. You have to clean your house, then you come outside and clean the road, then you go outside and clean your own town. The mindset of our people is very bad that we are trying to change. It's our responsibility. Me as a woman, if I don't clean my house, definitely regular bijere, or I'll be in the hospital every day with my sick children.
In worse situation, are we trying to change anything by just simply collecting, or are you going to be passing a message in another way around?
As I said earlier on, it's a process. Mm-hmm. And I had a brief conversation with the deputy mayor of Juba City. And I had asked him that we need to look at the robust approach on how to tackle the issue of garbage collection in Juba. Because Morodo Kombo, you may find out that only this cleaning is happening around the areas of the main city, around mm-hmm. Airport Road. But if you go to the residential areas of Munuki, like Gudele or Gurei, you these trucks, I don't think they reach there. So this again, that means city council need to come up with a very, very robust strategy on how this garbage collection can be very successful. But the most important thing, I think, is we have to instill on citizens that it is a responsibility to ensure that if I have a bottle, mm-hmm. If I have a bottle of water, I don't need to throw it anyhow. I need to find a way where we can dump this. And we're also engaging the Ministry of Environment and giving options. Like, for example, can we have containers, you know, along the road so that if I'm traveling or if I'm moving around, I can be able to find where I can throw this garbage. And somebody should be able to come and collect this. But you find out even this garbage stays.
There are places even where there are these garbage bins, but people really don't mind about them.
Yes, this is.
I can drive past the garbage bin and throw it in front of it, and I'll be free.
That's what I'm saying. I have seen garbage that have stayed for long. Even mm-hmm. others stay for a month mm-hmm. along the road mm-hmm. that nobody comes to attend to, really. So I feel like also...
So what is the response
from
city council?
I think
after you propose to them?
I think they're having, I think, also other conversation. But we are trying to work with the Minister of Environment to ensure that at least we come up with good strategy. One of the things we're looking at is civic education. We have to educate our citizens that this is your responsibility. Number two, we need to demonstrate to them how these things are done. Remember when I was in the village, there was an NGO that used to come with initiative that if you dig a pit latrine, if you have you know, hygiene, you're given, you know, you know you're given bathing soap, you know. Yes. So we used to compete in the village to ensure that at least you have the pit latrine, we have all these things so that you get the bathing and you get the soap. And the best household will give, you know, will be given reward. So I still believe that a city council need to look at other options. And one option that I was thinking about is, why can we commercialize garbage collections, especially with the residential areas?
Yes, yes.
For example, say in Highquet, every household, every month you collect £100. And instead of maybe city council collecting the garbage, I see a lot of trucks that do this work, so that you have companies that go and collect this garbage, and then at the end of the month, this household will be able to collect, you know, collect the money together and then give into this. Because also, as we focus on the, you know, the roads, cleanliness, also let's look at the residential areas. How do we make them beautiful?